It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's meet who you are taking on here this morning. Everybody say hey to Megan A, calling us from Sellersburg. Good morning, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
Good morning.
Okay, so you last week, you thought you could have actually beaten Kelly, or at least tied her, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you feel pretty confident about yourself here this morning?
I do. I've spent a lot of time on social media since I have nothing else to do, so I think I'm caught up on my pop culture.
Okay. Kelly, I'm just going to ask you, because I ask you every single week, how are you feeling here this morning?
I don't feel great.
She doesn't feel great.
No, I've been largely not paying attention to stuff.
Okay, so I don't want to lull you into a false sense of hope, Megan A., but good luck, okay? We're going to kick Kelly out of the room, ask you five questions, bring Kelly back into the room, ask her the same five questions. Whoever gets more right will win. If you tie, it goes to Kelly. If you tie after both having gotten all five correct, then it goes to sudden death.
Sudden death!
All right, let's say goodbye to Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye, right. Kelly.
All right, so Kelly is leaving, and the door is shut. Here we go. Question one for you. Last week, this person announced that he or she was leaving the New England Patriots after a historic 20-season run.
Tom Brady.
It was just announced that Canada and Australia will not send athletes to the Tokyo Olympics, and now the International Olympic Committee said it's considering postponing the Tokyo 2020 Games because of the risks associated with the coronavirus outbreak. Who is the vice president of the International Olympic Committee? Got an answer?
Yeah, I don't got it.
All right. J.K. Rowling has now granted an open license for teachers to use this famous book series during the health crisis.
Harry Potter.
Orlando Bloom opened up last week about what his love life was like before meeting his fiance, saying he was celibate for 6 months and it was wonderful. Who is his fiance?
Katy Perry.
This star just learned about the coronavirus after returning from a 12-day retreat in the desert.
Oh, Jared Leto.
All right, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly!
How'd she do? How'd she do?
Megan A. from Sellersburg got 4 correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look at her!
Oh, dang!
All right, same questions for Kelly. You ready?
Oh, I feel like this... Oh, that's... Oh, all right. This could be my demise.
All right, so here we go. Megan, just hang out, and we're going to ask Kelly the exact same questions, all right?
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. Last week, this person announced he or she was leaving the New England Patriots after a historic 20-season run.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is correct. Question two. It was just announced that Canada and Australia will not send athletes to the Tokyo Olympics, and now the International Olympic Committee said it's considering postponing the 2020 Tokyo Games because of the risks associated with the coronavirus outbreak. Who is the vice president of the International Olympic Committee?
That's not our friend Dick Pound, is it?
It is. It's Dick Pound.
Dick Pound!
Megan, I was trying to get you to say Dick Pound.
Oh, Megan, you didn't get that one?
I wanted you to say Dick Pound. All right, that was the one she didn't get.
Oh, your friend and mine, Dick Pound.
All right, here we go. question three. J.K. Rowling has now granted an open license for teachers to use this famous book series during the health crisis.
That has to be Harry Potter,
Harry
right?
Harry Potter is correct. All right, so Megan, if she misses these last two... then you win. All right, here we go. Question four. Orlando Bloom opened up last week about what his love life was like before meeting his fiance, saying he was celibate for 6 months and it was wonderful. Who is his fiance?
Katy Perry.
Is correct. This star just learned about the coronavirus after returning from a 12-day retreat in the desert.
It's Jared Leto.
He's correct. 5 out of 5.
Oh, right. Yay! Oh, I really felt good about it for you. I did.
Megan, I'm so
tied
sorry.
Tied again.
Well, actually, Kelly got all 5 right.
Yeah, I got all 5.
Yeah, because she
got... Oh, wait, that's right.
Yeah, you didn't get Dick Pound.
Dick Pound.
I bet you're never going to forget Dick Pound now, are you?
No.
Absolutely not.
No. All right. Well, unfortunately, Megan A., it wasn't your week to beat Kelly, but we are going to need you to do one more thing for us.
Yeah. My name is Megan, and I cannot beat Kelly.
Oh, but you put up a good fight, girlfriend.
Yes, you did. You hold your head high.
That's right. You represented Sellersburg. Very well.
Yes. All right. Well, Megan, have a great day today. Be safe. Thanks. And make sure that you sanitize and wash your hands.
Absolutely. You too.
You right. Tell them that they should put a sign up there, home of Megan, who almost beat Kelly, maybe.
Okay.
All right. Take care, Megan. All right, bye.
I liked her. I wanted her to win.
No, you are such a liar.
I did.
You are such a liar.
She's a good competitor.